أحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said that the love of this dunya and its world is the cause of and the root of every evil. The past few days we were explaining that the reason which leads to the love of this world, which destroys a person's akhirat, is the secular schools, the educational systems. Another way which the non-Muslims, the kuffar, have used against the Muslims to destroy the akhlaq, character of the Muslims is through the media, and especially the television. As some ulama have said, it is the ummul khaba'ith, it is the mother of all evils, like how alcohol is. So many sins and gunas are found in television. For example, number one, picture making. There's photography in television, where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَشَدُّ النَّاسِ عَذَابًا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ الْمُصَوِّرُونَ. Person will get the worst punishment on the day of Qiyamah, those people who are taking pictures. لَعَنُ اللَّهُ الْمُصَوِّرِينَ. Allah Ta'ala curses those who take pictures. So the picture making is found to a great extent in television all the time. The person is watching, and actually in our own homes we are making this by putting on the television. Pictures are coming, so we are the cause of it coming into existence. So this is a major sin which a person is sitting and watching on the television. Secondly, we find in television there is music and music. No TV show is complete without music, and Islam is completely forbidden music. And it's a major sin in Islam. It creates nifaq and hypocrisy in the heart of a person, faster than water gives rise to crops. This is found in television also. Thirdly, males are listening to females, females are listening to males, and the female voice also is supposed to have been covered, unless for necessity a woman has to speak. But we find on television, the way the woman is trained to speak, and how she speaks, it creates so much of desires in a person. Islam has forbidden women to speak in a very soft sound, in a sweet tone. And we find in all of these films, etc., one is, the main object of the films is to show the female body and the female voice, the way it's put, and it tempers the desires of men who have no belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or people who have the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in them. So this is one third harm found in there. Then the lahwul hadith, serials, romances, stories on television. Allah Ta'ala says, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَشْتَرِي لَهُوَ الْحَدِيثِ. There are many, many people who purchase idle talks, idle tales. And the result of this is, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَشْتَرِي لَهُوَ الْحَدِيثِ لِيُذِلَّ عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ. To turn people away from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To lead people astray away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَيَتَّخِذَهَا غُزُوًا. Then they start making a mockery of the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because of the television. وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ مُهِينٌ. For them is a very painful punishment. And when the ayat of Quran Sharif come, these people turn away. So the opposite of the television is the Quran Sharif. These verses of the Quran were revealed to prohibit, according to many mufassirin and fuqaha, music and all the stories of romance, all his novels, etc. Because these things divert people's attention away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it transports a person into some dreamland, illusions, imagination. So the Quran Sharif has completely prohibited us, because Islam does not want fiction and wants a person to live in reality and not in the illusion a person is living in, and he becomes unmindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the purpose and object of what Allah ta'ala created us. So therefore Islam forbids the wasting of time in listening to these things. Then we find the amount of nudity, immorality in television that, as we had mentioned earlier, where Islam demands the concealment of the female body. TV is an institution which is widely used to exhibit the female body. So amount of immorality, this is small children, young children, at a young age, what and what immorality they are exposed to, it destroys their whole future life. And whatever normally is shown on the television, it gives a person a wrong impression of what marriage is, of living with a woman is. So when a person has a married life thereafter, there are many people are not satisfied with their wives, because while they are looking at the films, they are desiring those kind of women, and those women are all alive, they are actresses, it's a full act they are putting on. But a person thinks that this is real life, this is real enjoyment in life. So a person is watching this, so he's never ever satisfied at home. What he expected of nikah was what he saw on television. And in television they show you they live happily ever after. Whereas in real life, no one lives happily ever after. You go through halat, you go through conditions in life. You have to make sabr sometimes, you have to make shukr sometimes. But a person lives a dream life, a fantasy life. So this television completely destroys a person's life of this dunya also. It makes a person live in a dream world. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us and save us from the evils of this television. And today, unfortunately, on our cell phone, where it has become so easy, people are watching television on the cell phone also. So all of these types of media, a person should be very careful about. It destroys a person's iman and a person's akhirat. Wa akhiru da'wana, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.